Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Northeast earthquake.
All of a sudden, the building started to shake. I looked around, everyone was freaking out.
Israeli officers dismissed over aid workers' deaths.
They did not properly identify the vehicles as belonging to the charity.
President Biden at Baltimore bridge collapse.
By the end of May, we'll open the full channel.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A whole lot of shaking in New Jersey and nearby states. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake struck near White House Station, New Jersey this morning. This woman lives in New York.
My whole family group chat actually was blowing up my phone saying, what was that? Was that an earthquake? Then my friend from Delaware texted me and said that she felt it too. Everyone was feeling it.
CBS's Michael George.
Dr. Judith Hubbard is a geologist that specializes in earthquakes. She says the ground in this area causes more widespread shaking compared to a similar quake on the West Coast.
The location where the earthquake happened is on a fault that we know about. It's a really super old fault that probably formed about 200 million years ago when North America first split off of Africa.
State and local officials are warning residents to be on alert for aftershocks. Michael George, CBS News, New York.
A 4.0 aftershock struck last hour in Gladstone, New Jersey. Israel takes action after the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The investigation found Israeli forces mistakenly believed they were attacking Hamas gunmen when they launched drone strikes against the three vehicles, which they failed to identify as belonging to the charity. Two officers have been dismissed, another reprimanded, but the World Central Kitchen continues to insist on an independent investigation, saying Israel cannot credibly investigate its own failures and calling Israel's apologies cold comfort.
President Biden pledges to help the city of Baltimore rebuild its port after the devastating bridge collapse.
The president toured the site from the air.
I saw the bridge that's been ripped apart, but here on the ground, I see a community that's been pulled together.
And Biden said the federal government, which has already provided $60 million in emergency funds, will cover the cost of rebuilding.
We're going to continue to have your backs every step of the way, I guarantee you.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore praised the president for his efforts.
He's proven what it means to be Maryland tough and Baltimore strong.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Labor Department says employers added 303,000 jobs in March, many more than had been anticipated. Investors like the news. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 307 points. The Nasdaq jumped 199 points. Now this.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Israel and the U.S. are convinced Iran is preparing to retaliate for the Israeli strike on an Iranian consulate in Syria. That according to U.S. officials who say a number of senior leaders of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps were killed. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
Preparations include plans to launch a swarm of drones and cruise missiles at a still unknown target. The timing of an attack is also unknown, although U.S. officials believe it would likely come between now and the end of Ramadan next week.
A State Department spokesperson tells CBS News that the U.S. received a written message from Iran and responded to it by sending a written warning to Iran not to use the Israeli strike as a pretext to attack U.S. personnel and facilities. Over 250,000 customers remain without power across New England after a storm dumps up to a foot and a half of snow in some areas there. Bridgeton, Maine hardware store manager Shep Hayes said they got out the shovels from the back. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. In Texas, solar eclipse preparations are well underway for Monday. Some counties have issued disaster declarations ahead of the expected crowds. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
With a million people projected coming to Texas to witness the eclipse, grocery stores and gas stations are packed due to fears of food and fuel shortages. Watch parties are scheduled all along the eclipse path.
My whole family's excited, but I'm not really that excited.
It's going to help businesses in our area.
Hopefully everything can go without any kind of craziness.
It's going to be all cloudy and rainy.
That's the big fear. The weather, meteorologist Avery Tomasco with CBS News Austin.
Not only are we looking at a cloudy eclipse forecast, but widespread rain and storms also look likely.
Chris Fox for CBS News Austin.
Bronny James will enter the NBA draft after one season at Southern California. That was shortened by his recovery from cardiac arrest. The freshman says on his Instagram account that he also plans to retain his college eligibility and will enter the transfer portal. Time of the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CBS's Stacey Lynn with the latest online weight loss trend.
It's called Ozempic.
Hey guys, day 12 on the Ozempic drink, and I am feeling so good.
And this one doesn't require a prescription, like that other drug.
Ozempic is just oats, water, and lime juice.
People claim the drink can help you lose up to 40 pounds in as little as 2 months. Experts, though, say don't believe the hype of this get skinny fast diet or any other for that matter. Registered dietitian Lisa Valente told CBS News the trend is just, quote, clever marketing for something that has no merit behind it. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Tide pod maker Procter & Gamble is recalling more than 8 million bags of laundry detergent. The individual pod's packaging could break, making it easier to accidentally ingest its contents. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, April 5th, 2024. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.